Hello?
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Joseph?
This is he.
All right. Let me ask you, to start with this, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Close to 10, 9, 10.
Got it. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Terrazzo.
Got it. And on the last job that you worked, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
Just journeyman, I guess.
And are you currently working at a trade?
Yep.
Got it. Approximately how many weeks have you been an employee that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
What is it? How many what?
I'm sorry. How many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Let's see. This year?
Okay. Yep.
Right, this year you mean?
Yeah, for the past 12 months.
I would say maybe 10.
10, got it.
10,
and
10.
Understood. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No? Got it. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Understood. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer? Got it. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the this time last year?
I think this year and last year were both the same.
The same?
So this year and last year were fewer, yeah.
Understood. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community, or any chance?
I would say so.
And thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
A steward?
Yep.
What do you, I don't even know. What do you mean? What do you mean by steward?
Pretty much if, you know, which you worked in the past 12 months, or there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
I'm more asking what, I've been doing this forever and I don't even know what a steward is.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it. Before we move on, I just want to say thank you very much that you're taking the time to talk about that with me. I really appreciate that, and it helps me a lot.
No problem.
So let me ask you now, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No? Got it.
Because I don't know what a steward is.
Okay. Cool. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or do you not know about it?
Was it a private company, you said? Was it let me think. It's for a hospital, so is that government, technically?
Government? Got it. And thinking more generally, okay. And now thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I would say more.
More than now? Okay. And now,
more or the same?
More or the same. Okay. Got it. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I guess that depends on that depends on a lot of things. I don't know. I would like to think better. Hopefully.
I guess all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? So dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, failing objects, heat, cold,
dust.
Language. I'm sorry?
Dust.
Okay. And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, by any chance?
Yeah, I think I went to one of them in Queens.
Oh, okay, and it was in person or it was an online meeting by any chance?
No, oh my God, sorry.
It's okay, don't worry.
The one at, what the hell is that? The one they have in Queens over there. I forgot what the place is called.
Okay, and you attend that meeting in person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. The first one is political canvassing.
No.
And what about union organizing?
No.
And picketing?
What's that?
Picketing?
Picketing?
Yeah.
No.
Understood. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit the project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
I would say casually.
Casually?
See him, you know, pops in and out.
Okay. Got
definitely
it.
Not. Non-existent.
Not most of the time.
Yeah.
Got it. Now, I have a list of some of the objects or the subjects out to the world, you know, that the majority of the time we are using to see the news, some sources in here. So I really would like to get your assistance by ranking the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from, the one that you are least likely to get your news from. So the first one is the internet or social media, from 1 to 6. How would you rate that?
I receive my news from?
Yeah.
No, I have one of those like news apps.
Oh, okay. So we can say
so would that be, would that be social media? I don't know.
Okay. Print or online newspaper. That could be.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
More of that. So that's the first one, right?
Online. Yeah.
Got it. And what about, the local TV news programming?
I don't know. No, probably not.
No. Okay. And what about friends and neighborhood?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, and the cable's new?
Don't have cable. Have it in yours.
Okay, and what about radio?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, radio in the morning.
Okay, awesome. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, education, the environment, immigration, support for labor unions, jobs at the economic, foreign policy, or something else?
I don't know how to answer that. I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of David's Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the David's Bacon Act?
No.
Nope. Got it. And as you may know, the David's Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federal finance projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat important? Got it.
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democrat Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the David Bacon Act?
All right. I'm coming. Ah, crap. What'd you say?
don't worry about it. So, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wages protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Against Republican.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
I said, I guess Republican.
Republican.
But I think I don't mean to cut this short, but I gotta go.
Don't worry about
it. I'm getting yelled at over here.
Okay. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Okay. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Now, we are right now on a 65% completion, so we just have a few questions right now. So thank you so much. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following statements. The first one is his job as a president overall.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Got it. And what about foreign affairs?
Also disapprove.
Strongly disapprove?
Yeah, sure.
And what about immigration?
That I don't know. I'm not sure.
Got it. And what about healthcare?
That I also don't know.
And what about the economy?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Got it. And what about support for labor unions?
Also disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat?
We'll say somewhat.
Somewhat. Got it. Okay. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't know. I guess I approve. It's more just...
Somewhat approve?
Yeah, somewhat. Let's say somewhat.
Got it. And now, are you registered to vote, by any chance?
Yes.
And I know that is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Probably.
Probably? Got it. And
probably.
Probably. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? That's kind of
hold on. Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry, what?
If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Trump? Got it.
Yes.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes. Yes.
Understood. And turn it back to the BAC. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Also good.
Good. And how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Do you have any suggestions? I'm actually taking
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. And now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next?
More, I don't know. I mean, that's a crazy thing to say. More work. We need more work.
How to bring
than,
more work.
The okay. past, yeah, the just, I don't know, past 2 years have been the, like I said, I've been here for 10, and these past 2 years have been the slowest for me personally. And I know for other people as well.
Got it.
I don't know. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but everyone's got less work going around.
Okay, understood. And what is the most important thing that the union should be working on, based on what you can see?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I don't know. That's...
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text messages, union meetings, job site, or email?
I feel like usually you just hear it from around. So probably like a meeting or job site, because word spreads around very fast, whether people are, you know, people that regularly attend meetings and this and that, you're more than likely to see someone on the job that will tell you.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regularly updates that are important to the BAC? For 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple of times.
A couple of times, got it. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So we are just about to end the survey. We are at 90% right now. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican or a Democrat? Or something else?
Ugh, I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. And do you think of yourself closer to the Republican or the Democrat Party?
Closer to Republican.
Republican, got it. And just to make sure, we have a representative sample. What is your race?
My age.
Your race, meaning if you are white, Caucasian, black, African, American.
White.
White, got it.
Yeah.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Joe.
All right. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much.
Click the like?
Yeah.
Or is it not plugged in?
This one. On that side.
No, they're just fucking broken. That's what it is. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. Well, that last question just ended up our survey. So, sir, I'm so happy that you were taking the time to talk about that with me. I really appreciate that. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Okay? Stay safe.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.